Now, hello everyone, it's Andrew Hamilton here at Zappable HQ. Welcome. Today we've got a really good case study interview with Liam Quirk. Hi Liam, how are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Andrew?
Good stuff. We'll fire right in here. Liam, if you want to start off, just tell us quickly just a little bit about yourself and your business.
Sure, yeah. I run a company called River City E-Marketing. We've been around like 6 years, and we do all kinds of things. Websites, videos, podcasting. And about 5 years ago, I brought a partner on board, and it's Frank Sasso, and he's one of the former animators for Ren and Stimpy, so we do a lot of graphic design stuff, as well as the videos that we do have kind of an animation element to them often. And, we keep our eyes and ears peeled for the newest, the latest and greatest, and we knew that the app revolution was coming about a year ago. We were really looking around, and that's when Zappable showed up, so that was perfect timing for us, and we jumped right in there. And, just in terms of apps, we know that this is kind of the time. You know, the app revolution is just coming now. I think last year was too soon, and next year it'll be a lot more competitive. So this year is really perfect timing for that. And that's one of our main focuses right now is making apps. And we have a promotion going right now called the Summer of Apps that got some salespeople geared up to help us with. And we are all about apps at the moment.
Fantastic. It's great to hear. Yes, I heard a little bit about your Summer of Apps campaign. If you maybe just want to expand a little bit on that exactly for our listeners, that'd be great.
Sure, yeah. Well, as we've done our market research, we've realized that most companies, businesses, restaurants, gyms, lawyers, everybody, they're aware of apps. And they sort of seem to want one, but they don't really quite know yet, how you go about it or how much it costs. And so it's really, really good timing because now we're seeing all the major franchises and some of the bigger independent businesses are all coming out with apps right now. And also there's some big statistics out there about how 89% of people, for example, prefer native mobile apps to mobile websites, and it makes sense. I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. I'm too lazy to go type in the URL and everything myself. I'd rather just have it right there, especially for my top businesses or top activities or whatever. I want an app, and everybody's kind of that way. Mm-hmm. And then it swings the other way too with a business. If you have an app, you've got much more direct connection to your customers, and even with some of the geolocating that's available, you can do specific targeting to areas and send out push notifications, coupon loyalty. There's just a lot more customer engagement, and that's one of the things actually that we're training our sales people, but also training businesses to understand, which is for most local businesses, even small to medium sized businesses that are regional instead of local, their customer base is really the foundation of their business. 85% or more of their business is going to come from repeat business. So the more they take care of their customers and keep them engaged, not only do they really solidify their base, but that also is really the foundation for the most important kind of advertising, which is referrals. Mm-hmm. So, engaging their customers in ways that, encourage them to and bring a friend to dinner or, refer a new customer or whatever, that's really smart business. Yeah. So we think that this is the time, and we, with the help of Zappable, are ready to go.
Brilliant. That's what I like to hear. Fantastic. Well, we knew already, Liam, that you've created and built a lot of apps and sold them successfully. Can you tell us a little bit about a few that you've done?
Yeah, well, one of the things another wave that we're riding is podcasting, and we see a perfect marriage actually between apps and podcasting. And so we've got, at the moment, we have two podcast apps, and one of which is doing really, really well on Google Play. It's getting reviews, and it must be getting some ranking somehow. It's a podcast on history, and who would have thought? But anyway, it looks brilliant. It's really nice. Frank did a great design job. it looks really good. And the podcasters are pretty active people anyway, you know, and so he's out push notifications out there all the time. And that's a real successful app that we've got going. We've got a couple for restaurants. We did a couple nonprofits. Mm-hmm. We've got a retail outlet also that we did an app for. And we want to do more of those as well, because we think that that retail is also a really big app, target market. And especially once these apps start being able to integrate Apple Pay and Android Pay, I think that's really going to take off.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I have no doubt about that. No, that's great. And just the podcast that you refer to, it's History on Fire, isn't that what it's called?
History on Fire, yeah. And I should look it up. I think it might be called, on our Zappable platform, it might be called, let me just look here. We've got another one that's really popular as well, called Fusion Project Radio. Okay. So we've got three podcasts. Fusion Project Radio has a huge following. They do a lot of kind of paranormal stuff.
Right.
That's always big. Yeah. But the podcast one on History on Fire and our Zappable platform is called Spartan. So
Spartan.
I'll have to give you the link on where it is on Google Play.
Yeah, for sure. I'll have to check it out. All right, great stuff. Okay. So you kind of ran through a number of niches that you're involved with there. So that was good. The next question really is, how do you approach your clients? Do they tend to come to you, or do you follow on them? Or how does it tend?
At this point, we're assertively going forward and knocking on people's doors.
Correct.
And because it's still kind of the early part of the wave on apps, people need a little education. And, we're looking forward to the day. In fact, we have another app customer that we're just talking to now. We did their website, and so we're approaching our customer base, of course. And they have a small school for a music school, and we think we'll probably end up doing an app for them as well. But mostly, we're going out there and just talking to people and going straight to businesses and telling them we've got great pricing structure. And we're happy to do a couple of mock-up screenshots for them to see what it's going to look like. We can show them some of our apps that currently are working so that they can get a sense for how these things look and feel and work.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that's we're going directly to them.
Fantastic. Excellent. And on that, I know we discussed before the call, your marketing activities and the likes. You mentioned you don't really tend to have so much of a social media presence.
Right. We're bringing on an intern this summer who's going to hopefully, help us boost up our social media presence. When we were doing that before, we found we weren't really getting the return on it.
Sure.
That was worth it for us. It's probably the nature of our business that, it's a B2B kind of thing. It's not a big Facebook thing. It gets lost in the maze on LinkedIn. So, we kind of backed off from that. And anyway, our bread and butter is really relationship marketing, word of mouth, networking groups, referrals from current customers, that kind of thing.
Well, that's perfect. Excellent. Okay, good stuff. Well, we did mention as well, you do have your own websites, of course, though.
Right. We've got rivercityemarketing.com, and we've also got rcemdesigns.com. And that's really where the rcemdesigns.com is where we have a lot of our app stuff up.
Right.
And we have another website as well for our podcasting, and that's what I was thinking of a second ago. It's newpodcity.com.
Cool.
So those are sort of our three main sites.
Sweet. Excellent. It's always a good thing to point your customers towards first anyway, I guess. A nice reference
when you're writing.
Perfect. Okay, cool. So we get on to pricing now of your apps. Well, are you prepared to negotiate with your clients first and foremost, or do you have a set spreadsheet structure?
Especially now, we're willing to negotiate, but we are offering such a sweet deal at the moment that we're not going to get much pushback. We haven't gotten much pushback. Our standard sort of one-time price is $3,600, and that's just for, you get the app, we'll give you a year of service with it, we'll teach you how to use it, and, help you out, That's attractive to people, but right now we're dropping that in half, And we also have two monthly options that you can do. One is a $600 setup for $27 a month, no contract, that's just month to month. And the other one is for a $200 setup, which is like nothing. We're sticking for customers that really have low cash flow or are uncertain. And then that's $97 a month ongoing, no contract.
I see. And they can cancel at any time, that's month to month.
And they can any time. They're done with it, they just stop paying and we'll turn it off.
Fair enough. No, that's really interesting. It'd be really useful and interesting to hear how that goes for you as part of your campaign this summer.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I'll definitely keep you informed. Because for us, too, it's also just about spreading our reach. If we do an app for them, we may end up coming back and doing something else for them. Whether it's a website or a podcast or a video.
Sure.
We've been doing some good videos, too. We did a video for a painter recently that turned out really well. And it's getting a lot of acknowledgement. So, we definitely have other things too. We also have some joint ventures going on with some other businesses. One is branded towelettes that we can do with restaurants. So the apps, while it's a great business in itself, it's also a part of a larger structure that we have. So, we're looking for it not only to bring us, make us money, but also to lead us to more business.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. I remember you said as well, just for the Summer of Apps campaign, aren't you employing a number of people, a salesman?
Yeah, we're bringing some salespeople on. We're kind of billing it as kind of an entrepreneurship program as well as a sales and marketing opportunity for college students. And so at the moment, we have three college students that we're starting off. We'll probably add more. And, they're looking for summer work, and they are in the business school at either Rutgers University or Rowan or Ryder, which are our three, Carl Beacon, but are for some strange reason, that are around us here in New Jersey. So they're, we're doing some training with them, and it's a way for them to make some good money and some recurring income as well.
Sweet. So they work off commission, I guess, then for each
one. Yeah, commission plus recurring. Sweet. So in other words, they'll get the commission on the sale,
mm-hmm.
and they'll also get a percentage of the recurring monthly.
Yeah, nice deal. Nice. Very good.
So they can build that up. The idea is that then at the end of the summer, they'll from what apps they've sold, they'll be able to carry that that monthly with them through the next semester up till December.
Bang on. And great experience too, let's be honest, for students.
Yeah, and since they're interested in business, they're going to be out meeting business people who are in the real world. This is not the classroom anymore.
Spot on. I love
that work. So we're hoping it's going to be a great experience and a profitable one for them as well.
Excellent. No, great stuff. That sounds awesome. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit now about then Zappable as a product. Is there anything in particular that you like about Zappable? Anything that stands out?
Well, as I mentioned to you before as well, we had a great experience with your customer service. Because we're into podcasting and do a lot of audio kinds of things, we wanted you to have a better audio player than you had originally.
Cool.
And so, I think we put in two requests, and after the second request, it was seriously only a couple of days later, you had a new player in there. That was great. And so we felt really good about that. Not sure whether or not we had anything to do with it for real, but we like to think that we did. And so that was a great experience, and we really appreciated that kind of response.
Excellent. No, I'm pleased to hear that. And what about the support then? That obviously, I suppose you're covering support and that. Have you had any other dealings with support? Or?
Yes, we have. I'm trying to remember, we had some kind of issue with Apple for one of the apps, and support was able to sort it out for us and tell us what we needed to do in order to get through Apple, which it did.
Okay, excellent. And what about the online community, Liam? Have you got into that at all, or are you?
Yeah, we do. In fact, this morning I was browsing through the forum, see what people were talking about, and just keeping up on the updates. And that's important too, because we want to know what's coming up, and also we want to kind of offer our ideas for things that we would like to see. And people also sometimes have really good tips, or occasionally they have questions that maybe we can answer too.
Mm-hmm. No, good stuff. That's great. Okay, and the final question, the big one. If you could give one piece of advice to any new Zappable members who want to sell their own apps, what would it be?
That would be for them to understand from the business's perspective what the value of an app is.
Okay.
That's really key, because if you're going to be selling these things, you have to know from the perspective of your potential customer what the value is.
Okay.
So you can talk about all these features all day long, but if it's not part of the value that they see, then you're wasting your breath and their time.
Sure, sure.
So you really need to understand, like, what does that business really need? How can this app help that particular business increase their revenue, solidify the foundation of their business in terms of their loyal customers, or whatever it is that they need?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you need to approach this.
For sure. No, that's really good advice, definitely. Put yourself in their shoes, really. Try and see it through their eyes. Excellent.
Yeah, they don't have much time. They're busy. Don't think how busy you are. Well, they're just as busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't waste their time. If you offer them value in every aspect of your communication with them, then you're going to be successful.
Sure. No, that's great. Excellent. Good stuff. Okay, well, I think that really runs the end of the questions. It just remains to say thank you very much, Liam, for your time. Really appreciate that. It was great to speak with you. And I wish you all the best. Wish you all the best in that summer campaign. I'm dying to hear how it goes.
Excellent. Cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate it talking to you.
No problem at all. Thanks very much now.